I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's latest remarks about Pakistan aren't going down well in the South Asian country. In a 60 Minutes interview broadcast by CBS yesterday, Panetta reiterated that someone in the Pakistani government must have known where Osama bin Laden was hiding. The Pentagon chief also admitted that a Pakistani doctor helped the CIA find bin Laden's compound last year, and he expressed concern about the doctor, who's been arrested by Pakistani officials and charged with treason. As The World's Laura Lynch reports from Islamabad, Panetta's remarks aren't helping to repair the damaged relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan.
Leon Panetta was in charge of the CIA when Navy SEALs staged their dramatic raid inside Pakistan, killing Osama bin Laden. Weeks later, Pakistani doctor Shakil Afridi was arrested after being accused of running a fake vaccination program as a way to gain access to bin Laden's compound for the CIA. Panetta told 60 Minutes he's worried about how Afridi is being treated.
He was not in any way treasonous towards Pakistan. He was not in any way doing anything that would have undermined Pakistan. As a matter of fact, Pakistan and the United States have a common cause here against terrorism. For them to take this kind of action, I just think is a real mistake.
Pakistan was embarrassed by the raid and accused the U.S. of violating its sovereignty. Back then, anti-American sentiment was running high. One Gallup poll suggested 85% of Pakistanis disapproved of U.S. leadership. It wasn't always like that.
I have been to America when I was a young officer. I did one of the training courses there, and that was on the F-16. I have some very fond memories of the people that I interacted with.
Retired Pakistani Air Force Marshal Shahad Latif remembers the good old days when he worked side by side with American pilots. But Latif says all those years of teamwork doesn't give Panetta a right to criticize Pakistan for how it treats Afridi.
What are our Americans to think in a situation like this where a man who apparently helped the world get rid of Osama bin Laden is being held and accused of being a traitor in this country?
This is a difficult proposition that you put up, but apparently the fact that he passed information, I think he does come in the bracket of a traitor.
Political analyst Imtiaz Gul takes a similarly hard line. It doesn't matter to Gul that Afridi's apparent target was bin Laden. It matters that he was passing secrets to the U.S. and withholding them from the Pakistani authorities.
It's very easy to argue against it or argue for it, but it depends, you know, who is arguing it. You know, the Americans think they can probably get away with everything.
Gul knows American officials have lost faith in Pakistani intelligence, believing they actively cooperate with sections of the Taliban in Afghanistan. So plenty of bad feelings on both sides, says Gul, and not made any better by a November cross-border clash with U.S. troops that left 24 Pakistani soldiers dead.
These relations continue to suffer from mistrust. So as long as this perception stays, I think there will be enough reason for the Americans to be wary of or suspicious of the Pakistani establishment. And the Pakistani establishment on its part is suspicious of the American long-term planning.
There have been some attempts to repair relations. U.S. drones are reportedly flying over northern Pakistan again. And the parliament in Islamabad seems poised to reopen the border crossings for NATO supplies that were closed by Pakistan in an act of retaliation. Still, the resentment toward America doesn't appear to be dissipating. And that probably means the Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA bag bin Laden shouldn't expect to get off lightly in his own country. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Islamabad.